This vigilion on 5.3.7 is very good. Vigilion or awareness is not discipline or focused attention. This one is very good. Yeah. But too deep, too difficult for you all to understand. You remember under the heedfulness teaching by Lord Buddha, some commentary, they use the word vigilion. You realize or not? Instead of heedful, vigilion. Yeah. Vigilion means you really attentively vigilant, very vigilant. And this word is very good. And Krishnamurti also use vigilant. Vigilant or awareness. It's not discipline or focused attention. Just now I already explained, focused attention. Different. So you got something to ask, huh?
Yeah. In the fire sermon at the end, the bhikkhus, they conclude that they are now wary of thought, wary of sense data, all the internal, external. That wary, is it the same as this vigilance?
Oh, no. Different. That one is disenchantment, all those things, understand? They like don't want to touch it. But they see it's burning, understand? It's just this fellow, huh? Understand? When you know that it's burning, you dare to touch or not. But because at the mental, you cannot know. So when they see it, after they hear the fire sermon, because they know the paticca samuppada, understand? Their past life they cultivate before. So this life, those who have sati, they also know. Because everything described by the Buddha is according to paticca samuppada. Start with the organ, understand? The eye is burning. From the senses, it arises, understand not? Then, this organ that receives the sense data that arises is burning, understand not? Contact is burning. Then consciousness that arises after contact, which is feeling, is burning. So every stage is burning. That's why after that they say, enough. Suffer enough already. Like what PG, Manjusri, he went there, he cried, then he don't know what happened. Suddenly, pop, the answer come. Not enough suffering. Wake up. So when the monks saw all this, they will develop the disenchantment. They become wary of it. Means they don't want to touch it anymore. Understand? It's like Krishnamurti give a very good specific example. No? He said, like you see a cobra, no? You still dare to go there and touch or not? But all this defilement, greed, hatred, and delusion doesn't look like cobra, understand? No? That's why you're not scared. You still think, ayo, selfishness, okay, wa, untung I, you know, understand? No? Benefit me, you know. Why cannot? Understand? Their sensual desire, their craving, their possessiveness, they want to own thing, have thing. And because of that, they develop selfishness. They try to cheat, deceive, and get them through whatever means, as long as they can get them. So all this, there is a law of karma behind. The cultivator know it's not worthwhile to violate one. Means I know you sure cannot beat on. Whether cobra or what, depend on your action. If your action is very severe, really like cobra, really die, immediately die. Like Devadatta or something, zoom, no more. Then a lot of karmic thing, when you understand, you cannot touch. That's why the cultivator of the way, they cannot break, because they know it's not worthwhile. It show it to you, and that this thing is like that. Okay?